Hi, how are you? Welcome to another episode of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. I am Doc Holliday. Isaac, what's up, man? How you doing, brethren?
Doc, I am well and I'm blessed, man. It's some interesting times happening in the world of football, man. Some coming, some goings. A lot of big checks being signed, and I'm expecting a couple of them big checks to come my way too, man.
Hey, man, you've gotten your share of big checks from the NFL, man. Your big checks might be coming somewhere else, but you're right. Some big checks are coming and some big checks are being handed out. But one longtime NFL pro is making sure his big checks cease as far as what he's used to getting. We got to hit on Andrew Whitworth, man. I know they talked about him possibly retiring, that the Super Bowl will be his last game. And he made it official, announcing that he is officially retiring after a 16-year NFL career, 40 years old, Isaac. Now, the Rams losing Whitworth, but they knew they were going to lose Whitworth. But what do you say about Whitworth and the kind of career he's had, man? Because if he wants to go out, this is the way to go out with a Super Bowl win.
Well, you know what, Doc? We can start by saying, he's vacating the spot along with two great new trophies. First of all, that Lombardi trophy, he got a ring after 16 long years. And then he's the Walter Payton Man of the Year for the NFL, man. So being able to have those two new crowns, so to speak, placed on you as you go off into the sunset. But he's had a tremendous career. I mean, he's done a lot. A lot of people would have thought that when he left the Cincinnati Bengals to come to the Rams, that his career was pretty much over. So we were pretty much just waiting the water and buying time until we got a legit 10-year left tackle in there to fortify that offensive line. But Whitworth has done a great job. He's been huge in the community, particularly Watts in Los Angeles area, South Central Los Angeles, and everything he's been doing via his foundation. So he's truly a guy. He's going to be missed in the locker room for his leadership. I think he was one of the forefront guys. You know, we try to get everybody and keep everybody on the right path as far as, you know, one sign, one goal, and winning a championship. So he'll be missed from that standpoint, man. But I don't think he'll be, you know, he'll wake up next summer. You know, his mind may tell him, yeah, man, you got to start getting ready for training camp. His body may be feeling the effects of not going to training camp. But, you know, once you get that ah moment of, you know, I don't have to report, I think it'll be better off for him.
Yeah, man. And speaking of Whitworth, man, I want to salute to everything he did. We talked about a 16-year NFL career. Now, I heard some people say that Andrew Whitworth, Hall of Fame, offensive Hall of Fame. And now, look, I'm going to read off his resume. Then I'm going to get your opinion on whether he's a Hall of Famer. Then I'm going to give mine. Now, 16-year NFL career, 40 years old, two-time All-Pro. We know he spent the first 11 seasons with the Cincinnati Bengals, five seasons with the Rams. And while with the Rams, two Super Bowl appearances, won a Super Bowl this year, four Pro Bowls. Now, he started as an interior lineman with the Cincinnati Bengals, and they moved him to left tackle with the Bengals in 2009. And we know when a lot of quarterbacks are right-handed, so when you're a left tackle, you're the most important dude on the offensive line because you're protecting the quarterback's blind side. Now, I've heard some people say, hey, man, you know, he has to be in the Pro Bowl, the Hall of Fame conversation when you talk about offensive linemen. So say you, Isaac. I mean, because you're a Hall of Famer. You got a gold jacket, bro. But I got eyes to see. I'm a football, but you are actually in the Hall of Fame. So what do you think, Isaac?
Well, Doc, once again, you know, when we go back to this, there is no criteria of who's a Hall of Famer, who isn't a Hall of Famer as far as, you know, guys who have been on the ballot, not on the ballot. But when you just look at Whitworth's career, he has longevity. He played one of the most important positions in football, protecting the quarterback's blind side. His versatility, being able to be an interior lineman, a guard, and then move out to the left tackle position. He's played in a power pack, you know, he's played important football, power pack football, for his entire career since college. I mean, he's an LSU graduate from the SEC. So you add that in there as well. He's a two-time All-Pro. That means you're the best in those 2 years at your position. That says a lot. Four-time Pro Bowler. That's good. That's great, Doc. And he led the team. So if you're looking for a criteria, you definitely have to have a comp to Andrew Whitworth. And I'll say a guy like Anthony Munoz. I mean, I won't say he's as dominating as Anthony Munoz.
Okay, I was about to say.
He's as, yeah. You know, I won't say he's as dominant as Orlando Pace. But at the same time, he had a lot of production from that standpoint, playing in two Super Bowls, winning one. Doc, it'll be hard to keep him out. It may take a little while, but it'll be hard to keep him out.
See, my thing is this, man, you know, and not taking anything from Andrew Whitworth. I'm one of those, you know, because you brought up Munoz and Pace, right? See, Munoz and Pace were two offensive linemen where they like, we got to face them damn dudes on Sunday, bro. Andrew Whitworth, I don't think anybody was like, you know, we got to face Whitworth. They want he ain't want nobody that people were scared of. My thing is this, he's a very good player for a very long time. This is a very nice looking resume. But to me, Hall of Famers are somebody. They're not just good players. He's just a good player for a long time. And I've seen good players get in the Hall of Fame, and I'm sitting back like, look, man, just because you a good player. Hall of Fame's supposed to be for great players. And not taking anything from Andrew Whitworth, when I think of dominant offensive linemen in the past 10, 15 years, or even in history, Whitworth is not one of those dudes I would think about. Now, I would think about a Larry Allen or Eric Williams or Pace or Anthony Munoz, cats like that, man, or Steve Hutchinson. To me, Whitworth is not in those conversations, but he's very good, and I appreciate what he did for the organization.
Well, let's put it like this. What if the majority of his career was played with the Dallas Cowboys? Or what if the majority of his career was played with the Los Angeles Rams on one of the coasts or in the center of America right there in Dallas? You know, do we look at him differently? Because let's be real, Cincinnati doesn't get that much marketability just being where they are. They weren't winning many football games in their division. He was playing in the AFC North versus some of the toughest defenses that you can. I mean, if you had to name a division in football, the SEC, I think prior to 3 years ago, it would definitely be the AFC North as far as football is concerned, because it was some banging going up there. There was some strong defense. You got the Ravens you have to deal with. You have the Pittsburgh Steelers that you have to deal with, and the up-and-coming Cleveland Browns. So you talk about a division where you need an anchor at the left tackle so you don't get your quarterback killed.
Well, we're dealing with what ifs. What if the St. Louis Rams would have agreed to and honored that verbal agreement they made with my agent in 97? What if? What if, before I sign, what if, since we're dealing with what ifs, what ifs? What if you would have played? Because I tell you what, you're dealing with what ifs. You played for the St. Louis Rams, bro. Before they got good, you literally had them seasons you had before they got good, bro. To me, you already had Hall of Fame credentials. Now, what if the Rams would have stayed horrible? You still would have been a Hall of Famer. So we're dealing with what ifs, and I ain't trying to down Whitworth. I salute you, big dog. But just to me, you just was you was a good player who had a good career, who played for a long time, man. 16 years at 40, left tackle, offensive lineman. And I tell people, man, there's one position on the football field where your ass is hitting every play. That's offensive lineman. You're not getting any plays where you're not doing any contact. So I got you with your what ifs, man. So, I mean, I salute, you know, Andrew Whitworth, everything you did. And I hope you get in, bro. I hope he gets in, but that's just my take, Icy. But what am I? I don't have a gold jacket like yours, brother. You know what I'm saying? Who am I? I just got a black coat.
Well, you know, you talk about playing inside the interior and they hit every play. You're absolutely right, Doc. So, you know, I don't know if they have a stat, or maybe Pro Football Focus has a stat where they can really, you know, chart how many sacks you give up or how many pressures you give up. If they don't, maybe that's something that we should invent. And I'll really start calculating that so that these guys can have these stats, because that's really what you base it off. You base it off when your contract is up. Okay, I want to go in and talk to the general manager, the guy who handles the books, who writes the checks, who negotiates the new contracts. And what I'm going to place in front of him are my stats. I'm going to say, listen, versus this player, this pass rusher, let's say I got Randy Gregory on my mind. I held him to no sacks, no pressures, and no tip deflections, and he had two tackles. That's my stat as an offensive lineman. So that's what I do. And if I start to do that consistently, I don't care if I'm playing in Cincinnati and he's playing for the Los Angeles Rams, he's playing for the New York Giants. When he comes to Cincinnati, you better get a sandwich and a smile and get ready to go back to the airport, because this is what happens. Hey, we don't know if that happens.
Man, you're right. I mean, that's a good idea. That sounds like something somebody's individual agent needs to do when you're trying to get that loot for your player. You know what I'm saying? But hey,
it's the same thing with the Hall of Fame. Somebody's gonna have to do homework, Doc. You're gonna have to go out and fact check this guy. You're gonna have to do research on this guy, how he played versus the James Harrisons of the Pittsburgh Steelers, how he did against the Blitz. All of these things have to be uncovered. And then it may open our eyes. It's like, dang, this dude? Okay, here we go.
Well, that's something Whitworth's people need to do, because they can start researching and doing that. He got the money to do it. He can start researching that now and start putting it out to the Hall of Fame voters 3 or 4 years. But anyway, Whitworth, I appreciate you, man. Have fun with your family, big dog. 40 years old, 16 years offensive lineman. Good luck, because I wonder how your ass going to be feeling in about 5 or 6 years, because I know you're probably hurting right now. But anyway, losing Whitworth, it's a big blow, but the Rams kind of saw that coming. So knowing that he's out, they had to make sure they kept this replacement, and they did, bro. They re-signed Joe Noteboom, who's going to step in for Whitworth, left tackle, 3 years, $40 million. That's the smart move to make, because coming into this, I said that the L.A. Rams have to make sure that offensive line is tight. They knew they was going to lose Whitworth, and you had to re-sign and try to keep that offensive line together and bringing back Joe Noteboom. Not only that, Brian Allen, man, they signed him to center. 3 years, $24 million. So we got a $24 million. So we have to salute, you know, Les Snead and the Rams for keeping those two offensive linemen, because we also lost center Austin Corbett to the Panthers. He got that loop. But we're keeping them two dudes.
Well, we talked about Noteboom and we talked about Allen a couple of shows ago, Doc. I feel like as far as keeping Noteboom, he was paramount. He was important piece that we needed to keep in-house. And I think we got him at a you know, under the market value. Because when you talk about left tackles and around the National Football League, the price tag on those guys are pretty high. So to be able to get a left tackle that's, you know, he might be in his prime or getting ready to enter into his prime at that price, I think is a win for us. It clears up some cap space for us to go after other players. So he was really important. You know, Allen, he's the center. He's the one of those cogs that help everything to get going. But when you put the new crown on a Noteboom and say, you know what, you're our starting new left tackle. We need you to protect Matthew Stafford with all you can. I think that does something to a player. So I think he'll start walking around the locker room, around the facility, saying, yo, I'm the new starter. And some guys tend to play better when they get that title position put on them. So maybe that works out that way with Noteboom, and hopefully it does.
Some dudes tend to play worse too when they get that title put on them. They put that press on them, Isaac. But anyway, we need Noteboom to play extremely well, man. Especially protecting Matthew Stafford's blind side. But keeping Noteboom, Brian Allen, that's huge, man. Because we know the center position is extremely important. Now we lose Austin Corbett, but I say cool, man. I'll holler at you. Go get your money, bro. 3 years, $29 million, man. You know we can't keep them all, but just keeping those offensive line pieces in place, not only is good for the Rams, it's good for Matthew Stafford, because I know he was like, look, bro, y'all got to find some money. We got to keep at least a couple of them dudes if y'all want me to keep doing what we're doing. But anyway, they up out of here. Somebody else that may be up out of here, your guy who you love so much, Isaac, not the football player, Isaac Bruce, but the punter, your guy, Johnny Hecker. Bye-bye. Because today is NFL free agency starts today. This is Wednesday. What the hell is the date, dog? March 16th. That means because it's the new NFL league, it starts today. So Johnny Hecker, man, whom you love so much, I think the Rams are going to tell them to holler. I mean, what they are. They're going to tell, we're going to have to holler at you, bro, because you're getting paid $3 million. We need this loot. So I know you smile. You hate to see Johnny Hecker leave, man.
I really do hate to see him leave. And Doc, listen, it's never about love. It's never about like or dislike with us football players. It's about respect. If you do your job well enough to the point where you can earn the respect of Isaac Bruce, Doc Holliday, man. I mean, we can appreciate that. But here's one thing I do believe. He won't be unemployed very long. I mean, he's a steady player. He's made a lot of all-pro teams and may end up in the division somewhere. But unfortunately, he had a great run, man. I mean, we got to get rid of him. There were threats of it last year, so I guess he kind of saw it coming. The writing was on the wall. But, you know, I can expect to see Johnny Hecker around somewhere in the league somewhere in the very near future, though.
You're damn right, bro. You're averaging 47 yards a punt last season, four-time Pro Bowler. You still booming that thing, and you know how to place it within, you know, within the 10-yard line. He knows how to place them joints. So got to give it to him on that. But Johnny Hecker, I ain't got nothing against you, man. But I holler at you. See, Isaac, tell me how important you are. You are important, but the Rams like, bye-bye. What up? What's up?
He was valuable. He was a valuable asset to our defense, what we like to do. When it was time to, you know, run our fakes on the punt team or any field goal team, hey, he was an integral part. We're going to miss Johnny Hecker, man. He's been a great player for the Rams for a very long time.
Well, Isaac Bruce, hey, look, man, Johnny Hecker, your guy, he's a punter. Bye-bye. We'll holler at you. We'll get another one. You're right. He will end up somewhere else. But we are keeping the kid. Now, I'm cool on this. I'm glad that we keep him. Well, they tendered Matt Gay for $2.5 million for 2022. Now he can still sign an offer sheet with another team up until April 22nd, and the Rams can match that offer. Or if he, you know, if they don't, they can get compensation equal to when he was drafted, which was the fifth round, 145th pick of the 2019 draft. So I'm glad we keeping Matt Gay, because that non-football player participant on the football team is extremely important for us, man.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, I'm sure Matt Gay is going to be upset that his golfing buddy is now gone, and Johnny Hecker. To me, he has to get a new golfing buddy. But he was an important piece of what we were attempting to do last year, which was win a championship. Critical kicks and critical moments, splitting it through the upright, particularly in Tampa Bay. I mean, I think he goes down in Rams history for the game-winning shot, field goal in Tampa Bay to send Tom Brady back to retirement, you know, eventually to come out. But he did send Tom Brady into retirement. So he can wear that crown for a long time, Doc.
But see, that's the problem I have. See, you just said that's the problem I have with kickers. Because the first thing that came out of your mouth is that he's gonna lose his golfing buddy. See, they got too much damn time on the hands, man. You know what I'm saying? Too much time. They got time to golf and do all these things and just go out there and kick. So come on, bro. Real football players don't have that much time to golf during the season. But anyway, I'm glad that we're keeping Matt Gay. Johnny Hecker, I kind of wish we would be keeping you too, but you restructured your deal last year, Johnny Hecker. They were like, okay, cool, you did it. But this year, we ain't giving you that option, man. Get up out of here. You know what I'm saying? But now somebody else who may get up out of here, Isaac, is that Von Miller, I think we have been liking our chances of keeping Von Miller. But now the Cowboys, there's some talk that the Cowboys may pluck him because they thought they had Randy Gregory, outside linebacker. Randy Gregory was like, yeah, cool, bro. I'm going to sign with y'all. How much? 6 years, $70 million. Broncos like, no, we'll give you 5 years, $70 million. So he said, bye-bye, Cowboys. So he out of there. So now Von Miller has a decision to make. Come back to the Rams or go to Dallas, where you have a chance to get a lot of loot, because they're probably going to pay you more than what the Rams are going to give you. And looking at, you know, reading some things, they have the chicken ranch in DeSoto, Texas. Went to Texas A&M. So, hey, bro, that's probably going to look real attractive to Von, man. So I don't know what the Rams got to do or what they can do to try to court him anymore, but probably might lose, dog, with the goggled one, man.
Well, I'll tell you what, Doc, anytime you have two iconic franchises, one with the Rams and the Dallas Cowboys fighting for your services, Doc, I feel like you're in a pretty good position. So let's just put it up front. And I mean, Von Miller, man, he's a pass rush extraordinaire. I mean, a guy who has over, you know, 110 plus sacks in his career, still going, a guy to be reckoned with. And we saw his impact with the Los Angeles Rams this season, just how valuable a pass rusher he can be. He's a guy that can help the Cowboys win the NFC East. I mean, it's the business part of sports that some of us love and some of us don't like. So he fit really well with us. And I'm sure wherever he goes, man, he's just that type of personality. If he ends up in Dallas, he'll fit well with those guys.
And you're right, man. I hope we keep him. But I'm all for you, Von Miller, getting that money, man, getting as much money as you can, man, because you got two Super Bowl rings. So you know, get that loot, because in 10 years, cats ain't gonna be like, he got two Super Bowl rings. They're gonna be like, man, you broke. You know what I'm saying? So get that loot. So that's what Cap be looking for. Like, how you lose all that money? Forget the Super Bowl rings. But anyway, talking about loot real quick, bro. Hey, Aaron Rodgers, man. Hey, bro, did you see what the Packers? Dude is guaranteed $150 million over the next 3 years. Isaac, he's guaranteed $150 over the next 3 years, man. Bro, that Luciano and Tom Brady. See, Tom Brady think he's slick, dog. See, you want to – he knew he wasn't gone anywhere. He going to announce his retirement. This is my opinion. You're going to announce his retirement. I'm going to come back in 40 days. I'm going to come back in 40 days. Like, come on, bro. Like, you 40 days in the wilderness. Isaac Bruce, come on, man. Come on, bro. Isaac, come on, man. Ain't nobody talking about what Tom Brady. Get the hell up out of here, bro.
Said 40 days in the wilderness.
He's trying to mock somebody. He's trying to mock my ancestors, man. You going to spend 40 days. Get out of here, Tom Brady.
I tell you what. Just looking at Aaron Rodgers first and foremost, man. When Aaron Rodgers has the ability to command and move the market the way he did, Doc, I'm pretty excited about that, man. I mean, we're slowly starting to see, albeit from a quarterback standpoint, of guaranteed contracts coming into this league, man. So when we look at $150 million guaranteed to a player, to a quarterback in the league, I think other guys get excited. I mean, I think, you know, a couple of years ago, it was started by Kirk Cousins. So now Aaron Rodgers takes it to a new level. And, you know, with this paycheck, Doc, I mean, guys are going to be looking forward to Aaron Rodgers not only playing in the Super Bowl, but winning the Super Bowl. It's pretty much the same thing when we brought Matthew Stafford aboard. Listen, man, we're not just looking to, you know, to go to a Super Bowl and play in a Super Bowl. We had Jared Goff to do that for us. We're looking to win that thing. So the same thing holds well with Aaron Rodgers. We're not looking to get to a Super Bowl, but to win a Super Bowl. Not only one, but two, man. I mean, it's a great day for the Green Bay Packers to have their guy that they drafted, who they developed, and having with the possibility of retiring as a Green Bay Packer. Plus, for Aaron, you get $150 million plus, I mean, which is guaranteed for you. I mean, hopefully there's some money there for Davante Adams, man, because he definitely has earned his money as well.
Exactly, man, exactly. And that's the whole thing about it. You paying him all that loot, but you got to keep people around him if you want to win a Super Bowl, and you just want him out there, because you paying that dude all that loot, you got to keep the dude he throwing to. You got to give Davante Adams a lot of credit, man, for making Aaron Rodgers, you know, have the numbers he's had over the last couple of seasons. But anyway, Isaac, you know, man, forget Green Bay. I ain't studying. I'm just talking about because they got their money, man. Forget Tom Brady and Tampa Bay, man. Tom Brady, you know you weren't going anywhere anyway. You just want to get some attention, bro. So I don't care nothing about you, Warlock. We're going to beat you again. Anything else you want to add, Isaac, before we get out of here, bro?
That's it, man. It's pretty exciting. I mean, the first league day of the new year, as far as the NFL is concerned, man, this is some exciting time for a lot of players, man. Being able to get some generational wealth to change their destinies or really solidify their destinies and the destinies of some of their children. So it's awesome. It's good to see these guys get it. And this is the part of the offseason for the NFL that a lot of people are into now. This and the draft coming up.
You're exactly right, man. And that's going to do it for another great episode of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. Until next week, we out.